From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Ag Commissioner Gary Black has announced that he is running for the U.S. Senate. Ag Commissioner since 2011, Black tells the Georgia Farm Bureau he's running for the seat currently held by Senator Raphael Warnock. Black's decision means Georgians will elect a new Ag Commissioner next year, but he will serve out the remainder of his current term. Black says he's running for the Senate for the future of America. A court has ordered USDA and the Biden administration not to move forward with preferential payments to farmers of color. According to AgriMarketing.com, Wisconsin U.S. District Court Judge William Griesbach issued a temporary restraining order preventing USDA from forgiving any farm loans or paying 20% of those loans back to the farmers until the court rules on a requested injunction. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is representing farmers from 9 states, saying the Biden administration's plan discriminates against white farmers. With big growth in berry output but declines in stone fruit, there have been substantial changes in summer fruit production in California in the 10 years from 2010 to 2020. USDA shipment data shows some commodities have expanded significantly while others declined. Fruit volume data shows the biggest gains were seen in kiwi at 500% and blueberries at 175%. Apricots, plums, and apples saw the greatest decline at 78, 74, and 72% respectively. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.